producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. We'd love to hear from you about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it's stress reduction or finding a new job or finding a new mate or buying a new car. Actually, believe it or not, if you're buying a new car, I'm not as helpful as buying a used car. That was what my dissertation was about. It's called The Used Car Game, a study of bargaining behavior, because we negotiate a lot in this country without even being aware of it. But it's not, when you go to Macy's, you don't say, well, gee, I know it's marked $5, but how about $3.50? Which is very true of most countries. So bargaining behavior is something we do without necessarily being very skilled or very aware of it. So it was actually a fun thing to do. At any rate, we were talking about stress reduction, and there are some interesting ideas here. Some of them are pretty, not very new, but a couple of them are sort of an interesting notion. My favorite one was changing your password if you've got 5 minutes to de-stress yourself, with the idea being, first of all, it's a distraction from whatever you're doing. Second of all, it's kind of it's a way of reminding yourself, because you use your password so many times during the day, of whatever message you want to send yourself. The examples being forgive her or quit smoking. Or I am beautiful, I suppose. Or I am too beautiful, could be, because you have to put a number usually as well as a sign in there. Hugs are a great idea. And as I said, the only thing about hugs is make sure that you know the person, or at least you've asked permission, so that you're not mugging someone as well as hugging them. But skin is the largest organ of our body, and it can translate and transfer and sort of transcend a lot of other things, like our thought processes. So it's one of the things that I tell people when they say, well, gee, I have to play a condolence call. What do I do? And I said, offer your condolences and give the person a hug, or at least touch their hand, depending on how well you know them and how accepting they would be. But hugs are a good idea. Petting an animal. Again, you should probably know the animal, so you're not attacked. Square breeding we talk about here all the time, and I'm a great fan, as you know, about that, which is just what they're talking about is 4-7-8, which is inhale to 4, hold to 7, and exhale on 8. I think square breathing is much better. It's just more rhythmic, and holding your breath for a long period of time tends to make you gasp. And when you gasp, you just offset the advantage of square breathing, which is to normalize your breathing process. Because when we tend to be tense, we tend to either hyperventilate, which is taking in too much oxygen, or we hold our breath, which is taking in too little oxygen. So try square breathing. And square breathing, for those of you who are unfamiliar with the term, which I think there's a whole explanation on the website at drjoy.com, it's just inhaling to the count of 4, holding to the count of 4, exhaling to the count of 4, and holding to the count of 4. And as you practice it, you can increase those intervals. But the idea is that you don't gasp, but that it's a very rhythmic kind of breathing. And it's really good for anxiety, going to sleep at night. Basically, it's just a way of basically rebooting the system. It works very well. All right, some more ideas. Savor something. The idea of sort of planning a yummy treat for dinner, or planning a vacation, or planning a surprise for somebody, or thinking about, I don't know if the Super Bowl falls into that category. Remembering something wonderful, going and rereading an old love letter, especially if it's from the person you're with, recalling something very pleasant in your past. And if you can't do that, if you can't summon up some positive memories pretty quickly, you should get in the habit of doing that, because that's one of the ways of making our lives meaningful. Because the icky stuff, the trauma stuff, will come up unbidden. So if we can't summon the positive things, you're going to be more unhappy than you have to be, and that doesn't make any sense. Believe it or not, just smiling, even a grimace, is a feedback loop to your brain. And there have been all sorts of studies done that show that just smiling, even when you don't feel happy, can really reduce stress and increase endorphins. So just practice it. All right? Smiling at a stranger, they almost always will smile back at you. You can see it's just playing it forward. So, I mean, it's very simple. It doesn't require anything more than a couple of muscles. This is a little more complicated than it says. What they're saying is doing a brain dump, and what they're really talking about is just writing everything down, putting everything on a piece of paper. And as you know, I'm a great fan of the worst case scenario school of life, of figuring out the worst possible thing that can happen, whatever you're worrying about. And then if anything short of that happens, then you're ahead. And if that awful thing happens, you've already planned for it. So worst case scenarios, I would call it more that than brain dump. And I would also make sure you write it down. It turns out if then is a very good way of sort of, again, rebooting. If this happens, then I can do this. Most of our anxiety, most of our difficulties come from the notion of feeling trapped, victimized, that we have no options. And if you do an if then awareness, an if then scenario, by definition, you have options. You see yourself of anticipating and having choices, which is the whole point of the whole thing. This one is somebody else's theory. It's Dr. Martin Seligman. And he says it's something called PERMA, right? Like permafrost, but it's PERMA. Positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and achievement. All right, so the idea being that you basically sort of sit down and write down. I don't understand exactly what this is. All right, so you look down and say, all right, what are my positive emotions? All right, engagement, meaning how do I get involved with people? Relationships, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, you know, how am I doing in that particular area? Does my life have meaning? And I think this is one of those things to kind of be aware of. So you can see it's kind of a balance between short term and long term. And achievement, you know, what am I trying to do? What are my goals? So if you look at all of these of you know, what can I do now and how can I change these? And if you're working on it, you can make the scale anything you want. You can make it 0 to 10. You can make it 1 to 5. You can make it whatever you want. But the idea being, you know, at this moment, what am I feeling in terms of what are my positive emotion? Am I happy? Am I content? And the person who's talking about this also adds another issue about health, because I think I'm one of those people who think I'd put that in a whole separate category. What am I doing for my health? Because if you are taking care of your health, if you're healthy, you'll have time. And if you have time, everything will work out. It really will. And so the idea about the PERMA scale is that look at where you are now what area, for example, has the lowest number. And so where do you want to start working? So again, it's your positive emotions, your engagement, relationships. Engagement presumably is how connected you feel to the world, which is a little different than relationships. Relationships presumably are a little closer. I would say engagement is kind of acquaintanceships, work, things of that sort. Meaning and achievement. Okay, so ways of looking at both where you are and where you'd like to go. Playing a game, you know, I'm a great fan of this, whether it's reading a book, doing a Sudoku, doing a crossword puzzle. When I'm really stressed, like caught in traffic or waiting in a doctor's office, I always, you know, I have a Sudoku with me, I have a crossword puzzle with me, and I'm it's just amazing how quickly you can just sort of get yourself into another mindset. And that's the point, is that you can't control what happens to you, but you can control your responses. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
At 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly buysellmakeoffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed.
guaranteed. 855-993-7569. Bob, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
I'm well, Bob. How are you today?
I'm okay. I have a question that's kind of embarrassing. My wife and I have been together 30 years this year.
Okay.
And plain and simple, we don't have sex anymore.
Okay, why not?
Well, because she finds it painful. She finds it troubling, I guess. We've tried. She's just not interested in it anymore. I mean, it's a chore for her.
Okay. When's the last time the two of you had what you would consider a good sex life?
Oh, gee, probably years ago. Years ago.
Well, that doesn't tell. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years?
Say 10 years.
Okay. How old are you?
I'm 60.
And how old is she?
55.
So presumably was menopause the line in the sand for her?
I'm not sure. There was a couple of issues regarding childhood trauma.
Tell me about that.
When she was a child, she was abused by a neighbor. We finally worked through that, or I thought we had, and I don't know.
Has your sex life ever been...
Has anything to do with it or not?
I don't know. Has your sex life ever been good as far as you were concerned?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I mean, it was a 10 or 11.
From what?
Zero.
All right, so
she's still working. I'm retired.
Okay. Has there been any stress in the marriage that you think might have reflected in the bedroom, or do you think it's strictly sex?
I'm in recovery. I've been in recovery for 10 years.
Whoa. That's pretty interesting that you've been in recovery for 10 years and your sex life went to hell 10 years ago.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. It could have been longer than that. I'm sorry. I've only been in recovery. I know that caused a lot of, you know, I was probably not the greatest partner when I was drinking, but...
All right, but so when you, was she drinking as well or not?
Oh, she quit drinking before me.
Did that change your sex life when she stopped drinking?
Not for me. I don't know about for her.
Well, but it seems that what's the problem in sex life is that you're still interested and she's not. So
right.
The question is, when did her interest wane? And it could be, well, let's just go through this a little bit, because it sounds to me you're probably going to have to go back to her a little bit and find out what's going on. Because, look, we've got at least three factors so far. One is menopause, is that certainly, although there's probably an equal number of women who feel better about sex after menopause than lose interest, because they don't have to, there's certainly less hormonal energy going on, but there's less of a possibility of being pregnant, so you don't have to worry about birth control anymore. So that it's unclear if menopause was a factor. But her stopping drinking may have meant that she was, I mean, you know, look, people drink for a reason, and the reason that they tend to drink is because they're not very happy. And when you're not very happy, sex is not very appealing. And so if both of you were drinking, and so both of you were essentially sloshed, then alcohol could have made your sex life pretty interesting.
Yeah.
It's a disaster on the rest of your body and the rest of your life, but in terms of the bedroom, it may or may, you know, it may have made things acceptable or even good, especially for her, because the notion about alcohol for men is it makes the mind real willing and the body real incapable. So if she was drinking and sex was good for her when she was drinking, and then she stopped drinking, that's a possibility. So that her sort of sobriety may have affected your sex life. Third of all, But her sobriety may have also affected your sex life, in that she was not very happy with you, that she could say, I stopped drinking, you haven't. So it wasn't so much that her sobriety affected her lack of interest, is she may have been furious with you for not being sober, which mm-hmm. then gets us to number four, which is when you stop drinking. And believe it or not, that whole term that you've heard, and hopefully somebody talked with you about this in AA or wherever it was that you were going to get some help about drinking, is that, believe it or not, the term dysfunctional family was really coined to explain the phenomenon that nobody anticipated, which is that it was more when the man stopped drinking than when the woman. But when the man stopped drinking, and here's something that the wife and the kids and the in-laws and everybody and the employer were desperately hoping for, the man stops drinking and all hell breaks loose. And everybody's figuring out, well, wait a minute, how could that be? If this is something that everybody wanted to have happen and it finally happened, why would things get worse, not better? And the answer was that everybody basically equilibrated, everybody kind of accommodated the drinking. So when it's kind of like if you have a crutch and you don't need it anymore and you're still leaning on it, it's going to distort how you walk, how you function. And so that was the notion about why when a man in particular, because almost all the studies were done on men, stopped drinking, that in fact divorce happened, that estrangement happened from the children. The idea, and I think it's a combination of things. One is because everybody was so used to treating dad in a certain way, and when he wasn't drinking that way anymore, nobody knew how to behave. Second of all, I think there's also the notion of just plain anger, of how come you didn't do this before? If you could finally do it, why did you waste the last 10 years or 15 years or 20 years or whatever? And those two together, the sense of we don't know how to behave around dad anymore, and if you could do it now, how come we couldn't do it before? And the anger about it made a lot of relationships very dysfunctional. And that was the idea, is that the family had become dysfunctional in order to accommodate dad's drinking. When he stopped drinking, the family just fell apart. So we've got now four different factors that could be responsible for a lack of interest in sex. The two of you have dates with each other? Do you go out and do kind of interesting romantic things?
Not enough.
Well, you look, I think at this moment, Bob, I don't really have quite enough information, because you don't have quite enough information, to know where to start. So I think the first thing you need to do is hopefully you have the ability to download this podcast in a little bit and play it for your wife tonight and say, okay, let's sit down and talk about this. Let me put you on hold, though, and talk about what to do in addition to that. Let me put you on hold. I'll be back to you in just a moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Bob, who has not an unusual yet vexing problem in a long-term marriage where sex has really just gone away. And in Bob's particular case, there is what we call in the trade the intervening variable of not only potential menopausal issues, but sobriety issues, and that both were drinking at one point. She found sobriety before he did. And so it's a little unclear about where their how their sobriety impacted their sex life. And it could be believe it or not, it really can be. It's just not as much fun when we're sober, or now when I'm really, you know, when I'm sober, you know, I don't, you're not pleasing me or I'm not pleasing you. It can be, gee, how come you didn't get sober before? I mean, it can be any one of a number of things. So, as I said, the first thing, I think we need some more information about exactly why she's not interested. But in the meantime, assuming that that you love this woman, which it sounds like you do, has there been any infidelity on either part?
No. No.
Good. Okay, good. And be careful. Don't get tempted by that of, well, you know, we have a perfectly good marriage, just want to have sex, so I'll have sex with somebody else, and that'll be fine. Don't get sort of literally seduced into that mindset, because it's disastrous.
I agree.
But the idea that, especially for women, the idea that that romance is really important. So having a date, if I said to you, I will give you $1 million if you can tell me one thing that might get your wife in the mood to have sex with you. Could you get that $1 million?
No.
You don't have any idea.
I tried all the things that you told me the last time, making a big deal about her. You know, housework is amazing, but it gets me thanks and you know.
Like, have you ever said to her? I mean, have you ever taken her dancing or out for a romantic dinner or even dancing around the living room?
No dancing in the living room. I've tried taking her out for romantic dinners, but frankly, she's in a job right now and she only works part time. But when she comes home, she's beat. And
well, but what about the weekends?
Well, sometimes she works weekends, but yeah, that's a great idea. I don't have any problem trying to do that, but I don't know. I don't know if
yeah,
that would
do it. Well, but Bob, I think this isn't all only on your shoulders, and that's my point. I think we need to divide this in, as I said, into several sections. One is what caused, because the two of you are out of the habit of sex, and that's going to create its own problem. So one is getting some help from her about why she's not interested and saying, well, it's uncomfortable. Well, it's going to be uncomfortable at this moment because the two of you sleep in the same bed?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you cuddle at all?
No. No. I mean, once in a while we cuddle, but the cuddling is gone the same way as the
Well, that doesn't make much sense, does it? Because that's not going to be an issue of dryness or vaginal discomfort or erection problems. That's just skin. So it sounds to me that there's some, on some level, she's mad at you.
Well, that's quite possible.
All right, so we need to figure that out. And I think what you're going to have to say to her is, look, I love you. I have no intention of doing anything but staying with you, but I'd at least like to know, if we're going to have a sexless marriage, I'd at least like to know why.
Well, all right, so that's offered to go to counseling with her. And
well, it depends how she views counseling. If she views counseling as just a way of talking her into being sexual, she's not going to do it.
Right.
So I think, look, number one, we need some information from her. But independent of the information from her, it sounds like she's really checked out of the marriage. She's just checked out. And I guess one of the questions is she have any interest in you? Not you as a sexual creature, but just you as her husband. And maybe part of it is, and I don't know how long you showed interest in her. I mean, when somebody comes home from work and they're pooped, giving them a back rub without asking anything more, not saying, look, I'm not asking you for sex, I just thought you looked like you needed a back rub, or rubbing her feet, or running a bath for her, and making it very clear that you're not asking anything more than just wanting to comfort her, wanting to make her feel better than she feels. I mean, it sounds to me that she's checked out. And I don't know if you have as well or not. And the problem is, if she feels you're only checking back in because you want to have sex, you're going to be a lot less successful than if you're saying, look, if we're not going to have sex, we're not going to have sex, but I still like for us to cuddle. I still like for us to feel like we're each other's friends. I'd still like us to spend time together. I'd still like you to feel that you're looking forward to coming home to me. I'd like to feel that I'm looking forward to just spending some time with you. And because I think if you focus exclusively on the sex, first of all, she's not going to go along with it. But she's checked out. And the question is, have you checked out? And if so, do either of you have the willingness to check back in? Because it sounds to me that you're living basically not even as roommates, because roommates spend time with each other. It sounds to me that you're just kind of cohabiting the same house and going your own way. And that's got to feel really lonely to both of you.
You got a point. We watch TV.
Yeah.
He falls asleep on the couch until it's time to go to bed.
Yeah. Talk with her. Do you have the ability to download the podcast?
If you can tell me how.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll put you on with Manny. You can do it. You basically just go to drjoy.com.
Okay.
And you can, it'll say, what does it say? Podcast, I think, is what it says, Manny?
I believe so, yes.
All right, will you go down with Bob? I'll talk to Kelly, and you'll explain to Bob. And I'll tell you what, when you're finished with Bob, in fact, why don't you want to do it right now? Why don't you do it with everybody? Of how you just go to Dr. Joy, just drjoy.com. And I think it just says download podcast, doesn't it?
Yep, and in the same spot where you can, if you want to listen to the show
live
right
now.
Yep, you just, there's a link there, and you click it, and you can download, you know, specific hours and specific,
specific
dates and everything, so.
Okay? Give it a try, and you need to have a smartphone or an MP3 player. That's the only
thing. Yeah, I got a BlackBerry, so.
I don't think you can do it to a BlackBerry, can you? Yes, you can. You can download it to a BlackBerry.
I think it's possible. I'll talk with Bob off the air here, and you can go to the next caller if you want.
Fair enough.
Thank you very much.
All right, talk with her, because, you know, and look, what I need to tell you, Bob, is I think for the next... Look, if you've gone 10 years without sex, you can go another 10 weeks without sex. And so let's sort of focus in the next couple of weeks and months on just having the two of you check back in and liking each other again. And then we can work on the sex. It's really going to be hard to work on the sex in this kind of arid landscape that the two of you have as a marriage right now, where you're not even talking to each other. I mean, sleeping in the same bed, which is good. But, I mean, the two of you are checked out, and we need to get you checked back in, because having sex with strangers, well, for some people it's appealing, but it's not going to work, all right? So let's get you checked back in and see if that'll work, all right? And they'll work on the sex part together.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Bob. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. Kelly, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. How am I going to help you today?
I'm a little nervous. I've never done this before. I guess I'm having a problem getting past something that's happened over a year ago with, and it involves my in-laws.
Okay.
And, over a year ago, my daughter was 13 at the time, started going to church with them.
Okay.
And it's not my choice of church. The speaking in tongues and prophecy and things like that. And but we agreed to let her go, my husband and I. Mm-hmm. And, well, they went to a baptism party after church one day. I agreed to let her go. We agreed to let her go, my husband and I. And at this baptism, I thought it was just a celebration for somebody being baptized. They did a mass baptism in a pool, and she was talked into being baptized without our permission, without us even knowing about it, a phone call, not even a photo, nothing. And so I'm having a really hard time, like, trying to love my in-laws again.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. I get it. Would you, if she wanted to be baptized, are you a member of a church that does baptism or not?
No, my husband and I don't.
Okay.
He was raised in a church. His father was a pastor, so he was raised in that kind of church.
Okay.
But once we got married, we don't go to church now. We don't agree on churches. It's part of why we don't.
I got it, sugar. All right, let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about baptism, your 13-year-old, or who's now 14, and your in-laws. All right, hang on for me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Thank you.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Kelly, who's got, I think, a legitimate complaint with her in-laws in that they took her to church a year ago and went to what they thought was a party for somebody who'd been baptized and turned out to be kind of a mass baptism. How did the 13-year-old feel about it?
Well, I found out through a text that she told me, she said, I have a surprise for you. And I just had a feeling. I said, did you get baptized today? And she said, yes, you were supposed to guess the surprise. So
But you're still not telling me how she felt about it.
Well, when we got home, she was really happy about it.
Okay.
But I didn't let her know that. I tried to, tried to act happy for her.
I don't think you had to do that. I think it's okay to say, look, honey, you and I have a different perspective on this, and I'm glad you're happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
But you could have checked with me first or something of that sort. But
yeah, we did talk with her later and say, when you get baptized, that's not the way you go about it. Your parents should be present.
Not necessarily. You know. But honey, look. Now, understand, I'm on your side about this. I think that, part of the question is whether or not your in-laws knew ahead of time that this party was really a baptism. That
mm-hmm.
Because, if this was something they knew about and didn't tell you, that's a different issue. But for just a minute, look at it from their point of view and your daughter's point of view. Your father-in-law feels that this is an important thing, right? This is part of his worldview. This is part of how he views himself, his relationship to his religion, and his relationship to people he loves.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there's a part of him that is not thrilled that his son and his son's wife have gone a different path.
Mm-hmm.
And so he doesn't really have his impact on the two of you as adults essentially doesn't exist. Now, is it your daughter is not three, she's 13, and presumably she could have said, I don't want to do this. But and again, I think that there is that kind of generational split that our parents do something that we don't like, so we do the opposite, and then our kids end up like our parents. So the idea being that this was something very important to your father-in-law. He knew he wasn't going to convince you guys. And your daughter was willing to go along with it. So he didn't feel, look, it's one thing if you wanted her to be baptized and they fought it. But it's the opposite. So I guess my issue would be, what's the harm? That presumably part of what you would do with your daughter, which a lot of parents do, is give your daughter the choice as she gets to be an adult of how she wants to work out her relationship with religion,
mm-hmm.
with her spirituality, with God. And so at 13 or 14, it may be one thing. At 34, it may be something else. And how she raises her children is going to be something else again. Part of how we work that out is what our parents give us. But it's certainly a very common area for children to rebel. To say, you know, I don't want to do it your way, or you guys chose no religion, I choose to become a nun. So my point is that what's the harm? That they didn't do this to spite you, I don't think. That your father, on some very basic level, and presumably your mother-in-law as well, feels that this, for people who believe in baptism, and believe it as strongly as it sounds like they do, without being baptized, your eternal soul is in great jeopardy. And they can't do anything about you or your husband because you guys are unwilling to do that. That isn't the word. You don't share that belief.
Mm-hmm.
But your daughter is sympathetic with it. And so they were excited about it. She was excited about it. And the dilemma, because you've got a legitimate point of, this is something that I should have been consultant about. But you know and I know, if they called up and said, look, there's a chance for Tiffany to be part of a mass baptism today, would you like to come? You would have said no, and we don't want her there either.
Yes.
And that's the dilemma. So mm-hmm. Now, at this moment, it's done. It's not like she has a tattoo on her forehead. It's not like this is something, from her point of view, if this is something that she embraces and takes with her forward into her life, she feels that she's been given a gift. And the gift came from her grandparents, which is okay. Grandparents can give us all sorts of things that our parents cannot or won't. If it's something she decides at some point to denounce or to let go, she doesn't have to denounce it, so be it. But my point is that essentially, that there's no harm that's really done except a certain breach of your authority. But realistically, if either your daughter, your mother-in-law, or your father-in-law had come to you guys and said, we'd like your permission to do this, you would not have granted the permission. And what your father-in-law felt, rightly or wrongly, and your daughter felt, rightly or wrongly, is if we ask, they're going to say no. If we just go ahead and do it, then I have something that's valuable. That your father-in-law felt he did something valuable in terms of eternal life for his granddaughter. Your daughter, for whatever reason, whether it was to thumb her nose at you, which it doesn't sound like. It doesn't sound like she's particularly rebellious. But this was something that she felt was really important to her. And that if she asked, you'd say no. So, and she wasn't trying to hide it from you. She wasn't being sneaky after the fact. And she wanted you to be happy for her. So I think your position at this moment, my dear, can be, look, I'm not happy about it, but I understand the dilemma. If you'd asked our permission, we would have said no. But going forward, I think that, and there are going to be some other issues. There are going to be boyfriends and sex and body piercing and tattoos and choice of a major and whether she's going to go to college and if she's where she's going to go to college and whether she's going to live with somebody. And then there are going to be all sorts of issues that she's going to feel that if she asks your permission, you're going to say no. And that's just part of our children growing up and understanding that they have an identity that's separate from ours. Now, at this particular point, it's not that I disagree with you that it may, you know, that they were a little bit out of line. But from their point of view, there was no middle ground. There was no way to say, listen, Kelly, we'd really like to do this. We know you don't approve of it, but we just wanted you, you know, we wanted your blessings. You would not have given it. And they knew that, which would have put you in a position of them not being happy with you and your daughter saying, I can't believe you did this. This is something I really wanted to do, or to be sneaky about it. So it's not that I don't see your point of view, because I do. It's just from their point of view, they had no option. So you can either go forward and be angry with them the rest of your life for no payoff, or just explain to them that, look, I understand that we share a different view of spirituality. But we need you to at least understand ours and respect, and we'll try and do the same. Do you have other children?
Yes.
All right, let me put you on. Can you hang on for me? Because I think we're just about the end of this hour. Because I think, let's talk about the other kids, all right?
Okay.
And then you can talk to, you can ask me anything you want, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at Dr. Joy.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.